Avraham declared to Hashem, all of your gifts mean nothing to me without a child. And after years of wandering and turmoil, Avraham and Sarah finally conceived. Then Hashem told Avraham to sacrifice this child, their only child, their beloved child, Yitzchak, the only gift that ever mattered. And then Hashem called out to Avraham at this moment of sacrifice and told him he need not do it. And he doubled Avraham's name. Avraham, Avraham. Moshe, prince in the palace, turned fugitive after saving the life of a Jew. A price on his head, he fled to Midian, where he built a small family with his wife Tzipora until Hashem told him, go back to Mitzrayim, back to the land of Paro, of slave drivers and beatings and quotas. Leave your safety. I am charging you to return to Mitzrayim to rescue your nation. And Hashem called to Moshe at this moment of danger at the sneh, the burning bush, Moshe, Moshe. In a medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, where Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov saw in these doubled names a message deep and far-reaching. Avraham's name was doubled because Hashem's call was not just to the Avraham of old, but to Avraham in every generation. Ein dor she'ein bo ke'Avraham. Every generation will see those who sacrifice like Avraham. And Moshe's name was doubled because Hashem's call was not just to Moshe of old, but to Moshe of every generation. Ein dor she'ein bo kemoshe. Every generation will see those who endanger themselves for others like Moshe. There are two Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakovs. I'm not sure which is the author of this medrash, but it hardly makes a difference, because both of them knew well the meaning of that prediction. The first, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, lived through the Roman conquest of Yerushalayim. He saw the starvation and disease of siege, followed by Jewish blood running in the streets. The second, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, was a student of Rabbi Akiva. He survived the fall of the Beitar fortress to Hadrian's brutal forces. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov lived and declared a bitter truth of Jewish history. Avraham and his sacrifice, it's not one of a kind. Moshe and his self-endangerment to rescue Jews, not one of a kind. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's read is dark and horrific, but Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov also reassured us with a pledge. Because Hashem called those names twice to promise relief and protection, Hashem called Avraham twice to tell him, Yitzchak will live and Yitzchak's descendants in every generation will live. Hashem called Moshe twice to tell him that he would protect that nation in Mitzrayim and he would protect in our own day. This past week, we witnessed such horror, the sacrifice of children, the Jews endangered in war to rescue other Jews. We have not yet seen the second half, the fulfillment of the pledge of relief and protection. But maybe there is something we can do to see that pledge fulfilled. We say in Tehillim Kufchaf Aleph 121, Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael, the guardian of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. But the Navi Yeshaya said, we need to do something in order to ensure that Hashem will not be silent. In Perek Samach Beis, the 62nd chapter of Yeshaya, he says, Al chomosayich Yerushalayim hivkadeti shomrim kol hayom v'chol halayla, tamid lo yecheshu. He said, on your walls, Yerushalayim, I have appointed guards all day and all night. Medrash says malachim, but the Mefarshim read it as us. Tamid lo yecheshu. In an ongoing way, they will not be silent. Hamaz kirim es Hashem, al dami lachem. You shall not be silent, ve'al titnu dami lo, and do not give Hashem any silence. Radak Abarbanel read it as, don't give Hashem a moment's peace. Malbim is stronger. Malbim says, bal tanichu oso shehu yishtok. Do not allow Hashem to be silent, kaviyachol. Hashem doesn't slumber, Hashem doesn't sleep, but Hashem also doesn't always speak. We need to help that along. Al titnu dami lo. Do not give Hashem silence. Do not permit Hashem silence. We have lived the terrible Akedah of Avraham. We have lived the Moshe's going off to war to rescue Klal Yisrael. Let us also see that pledge, the pledge of rescue, the pledge of protection. Let us not fall silent. Let there be no silence, and Hashem will not be silent either.